the ruins of Guldur Sun. To start with the fading, the animation in its virtual planes, shedding cells, washing back, the wind sand which is all pictures and none, a beach of coloured grains where acuity slides away. Just a desert and the word cannot. The parting sand rising into conjecture, the void ground packing the propylaeon maze, a difference of culture on microscopic scale, or from mould ferment to abrasion. In the small porosity of the mesh, your water slips, distilled in plain sight, away from the lexical gaps between smoke and dust. To proceed with the lighting, Dara Zamin Duradast, the shimmering surface of ignorance plying itself, where eye and hand make place, and sweeping what they gain into what they lose. Dullness mimes and blurs the swimmer's shape, somnolence swallowing what its surface copies, in lump darkness, feathering at the edge, twisting itself out of vacancy in thin air, the castle, Austi Korusm, to the east of the Aral Sea, the set of sounds at modest cost in the cellar, the guardian tenuity past which the focus of the drifter flares and flicks on, through the developed and exploded spaces, quite small in this labyrinthine shining, the roof covered with apricots parching. Following heuristic loops in 1936, Tolstov, good German glass all found and comforted by tea. Concentric, circular names, Guldur Sun, blind spots all swept, its layout dualist. A set of winds furling, the fine development that vanishes as we go through it, floss metal radiating to its own tenuousness. A lost word in the array of all words amounting to the same account, a shower of mica and a stitch of water. Where the strength of the sun slopes and the starlight is cold enough to walk upon, Zoroaster in the belts of falling white, turning and framing sets of law and turning, the sun of rainwater that fell on thirsty grass, a copy learnt and carried by each of a million from among the thick splashes of speech, disposing the city in the order in which sounds arrive before the city was built. The brewing of tea from ephedrine and the course of 9 words of power which raise dead clay make its limbs listen to its head listen to a shared array, its skin grow firm and red, about a paired order. Genial, picking out a neurological tune. The individual consciousness or organ of faith, set about with swept eyes and with timed commands. The tea makes his ears glow and muscles tighten, and he did listen, and that sound that was blind separated itself over the Thraco-Cimmerian plains with the white heads of cotton. Iranian tongue denied to something more elusive, sinistral, and the eyeless, disquieting roar shone with the floods of light slashing through it. Over a course of horse pastures where S turns to K, the lost phonology in its cube of oral geometry, on the banks of the ancient workings of water, west of Toherian, north perhaps of Scythian, the currency flow led across the detaining web in the hours the watermaster allotted, in numbered surges at the raising of a slat or hatch, softens the syllabic peaks of sound, the air column detailed by onsets and lapses. To complete, with the flakes of pigment, the tiger and pheasant chamber, charming in red and blue, the rolls of moist forest coveted by the court, patches fallen from the wall for delicate hours, a second shape crossing where deep rips run on and off the brilliance.